Hi, hello, and welcome to Youth Updates, a regular drop of info to help keep you in the know when it comes to youth culture. Welcome back to another month of Youth Updates podcast. We are so glad that you have joined us again, or maybe you're joining us for the first time. So we're going to chat through some things together today. This voice that you're hearing, this is Hannah. We also have...
Beth, so this is my voice.
Lovely.
Hi.
And we're joined by two really special guests, which we are really excited about. Why don't you introduce yourselves, special guests?
Hi, I'm Peter. I'm in year 11. I'm 15. And I like pizza. I mean, it's awesome. Pizza's great. And Chris.
Yes.
Chris is awesome.
Lovely.
Too.
Lovely. And our second special guest, and now need to tell us a food that you really like, apparently.
Food, okay. My name is Ethan Turner. I am 16, and my favorite food, I just love everything, pretty much.
Just food. Everything.
I mean, like,
we should
anything.
Put that to the test.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Brussels sprouts.
Ketchup
sprouts? I don't mind.
Ooh, okay.
I was going like ketchup covered Maltesers. I was going like something weird.
Oh no.
Yeah, no. He's kind of looking
like he's
up
for
that. Yeah, great.
That is quite interesting.
So, as you've probably heard, these guys are young people. We have asked them to join
unlike us oldies.
We've asked them to join us to just chat through some various questions. We've kind of kept those to three kind of topics, but we're not really going to intro those this week. We're just going to kind of flow through some questions.
Lovely.
And then at the end, you'll be greeted with our lovely word of the month.
The world famous
word of the month. So Beth, why don't you kick us off with our first question for
Absolutely.
You guys?
Well, you know, it's December. We are currently recording this in November, but it's going to be December when you guys are hearing
it. It's going to be
December
in one day.
So we're going to kick off with a couple of Christmas icebreakers.
All right.
So first one, I mean, Ethan, you said that, you know, you love kind of all food, but what would you guys say is the best part of Christmas dinner?
Ooh.
Well, I'd say pigs in blankets probably. It has to be up there. Because, I mean, it's just perfect. It's good because you've got the sausage and the bacon, just the combination. It's beautiful. I love it.
There's something about pigs and blankets. I would agree with you there.
Yeah. Mm. And the fact that they're on a Christmas dinner as well, because you don't have them all year round.
Nah.
Yeah, it makes them extra special when you do have them.
Yeah.
Oh, Ethan? Glorious.
I mean, for me, it's kind of like everything. I mean,
I'm sensing a theme here.
Well, it's just like different parts just remind me of Christmas differently, and it's just
and it works well together, I guess.
Yeah, everything works well together, so it's perfect.
I like maybe I don't have that on a Christmas Day dinner, but I was thinking about roast dinners and when you have a little cheeky bit of cauliflower cheese on the side. I'm a big fan of that. I like that.
I don't think I've tried that.
I don't like cauliflower, so I really like that, but it's a cheese sauce, isn't it? Beautiful cheese.
I'd probably go with you though and go pigs and blankets. For someone who eats vegetarian most of the time, it's probably a surprising answer, but someone just hits different about
I
them.
Will agree on pigs and pillows.
Pigs and pillows.
What
would a pig in a pillow be? Like a pig in pastry? Sausage and pastry?
Sticking to the Christmas icebreakers, do you guys have any favourite family traditions over Christmas? Something that maybe your household does that's like a bit fun or different? Or like what's your favourite part of Christmas, I guess?
I like waiting for everyone to be up and ready before we all open presents together. I think that's one of the best things that makes Christmas for me. Just being the family moment of it, definitely.
Almost that bit of kind of like quiet before Christmas Day begins.
Yeah.
When you're like, the whole day is ahead, and there's like the anticipation of it all.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love that. Peter?
I'd say that my favourite part is also probably quite similar in terms of when everyone's getting like all the presents and stuff. But it's kind of more like when the chaos has just started. Because just seeing everyone with the presents and then just younger children playing with them, and then all the food being prepared and all the smells, it's just, I just love all
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I think I prefer the run up to Christmas to Christmas Day, you know.
I prefer the period just after, so between Christmas and New Year.
Ooh. When you start forgetting what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Everything goes out the window and you're like, is it Tuesday? Is it Sunday? I don't even know anymore.
Well, yeah, because you've got like, you've got the stuff from Christmas, like some leftover food and stuff. And then you get like presents that you can still like use in that as well, because that's just, it's just after Christmas, you still got all that left. So yeah.
I rate that.
Yeah, love it. Okay. Moving on to a little bit of kind of like digital world kind of stuff, we wanted to chat a little bit about social media. We asked you beforehand, you guys are both on social media, which is great. Well, can be good, can be great, can be not great. What would you guys use as two words to describe your current experience when it comes to social media? And I asked the question really slowly to give some thinking time.
I think it's, well, one, two words, very helpful.
Ooh.
I mean, in today's world, everyone's on it, so like it's easy to contact people, get stuff for school, and like not miss out on anything. It's very helpful to be productive, but then it can be used in some addictive ways where you're just constantly on it, which I try to stay away from. But the very helpful is a very big part.
Well, I'll say that it's also useful as one of the words, and quite enjoyable as well for the other word.
Yes,
because where it's useful, as you can access, there's so much information can access through the internet and social media now that it would have been so much harder to get hold of like quite a few years ago. But then it's also enjoyable too, as well as that, because, well, if I just get home and then say I haven't had a great day, I can just go on social media and then there's so many different things I've access to that will just cheer me up and make me feel better. So
it's another part.
Oh, I like that, having lots of things cheer you up. I feel that. Dog videos do that for me. A lot of those on my feed. But I think this kind of segues nicely as well into our next question, because often there's a lot of stuff in the media or from older generations. Well, like, it's often said that your generation is obsessed with the digital world and social media, but I guess, what do you guys think about that? Like, how does it make you feel when people say that? Like, do you think it's true? Yeah, just, yeah, what do you think about that, that often your generation is called, like, digitally obsessed?
I think it's very true. I think it's hard to, like, not be obsessed because everyone else around you is on it and all your friends. So, like, you can't go home and not be on it because you'd just be alone, whereas like if you were to go on it, all your friends at school will be there and you can contact, you can play games, you can watch videos, you can do pretty much everything there. So there's not much to do at home by yourself because everyone's at their own home online.
That's so interesting. So it's almost a, like, you feel like you're missing out if you don't get home and get
it's
online.
Hard, definitely hard to like stay away from it nowadays.
That's really interesting. Peter?
Yeah, and I completely agree with that too. The fact that just the feeling of missing out of what all your friends could potentially be doing is, it's just not a great feeling. But saying that young people are addicted to it isn't, I don't like the wording of that. I don't think it's very good, but it is probably true, to be fair. The fact that is, most of the time when you see a young person, they're normally on the phone or doing something on social media, online. So yeah, I can completely understand that. Yeah.
I mean, now it's their whole world. It's what they've grown up with, so it's kind of hard to like stay away from it.
And I guess because I know, like, I'm a fair bit older than you guys, but I've witnessed sometimes when people even older than me have kind of said, "Oh, like, I wish young people would just spend more time in the real world." But I guess it's like, well, actually, the digital space is also the real world. It's just,
it's their
world. It's not like the physical world, but it is the real world still. And I think that's the difference. And actually, to be honest, like, my dad, right, he's like late 60s, the amount of time he spends on his iPad playing games, like, I'm just like, you can't say anything. Like,
spending hours like
doing digital jigsaw puzzles.
No longer physical. It's all just digital jigsaw puzzles. She loves it.
It's just different things, isn't it? It's just really funny.
Awesome. And then to kind of finish off this section, just a really quick one. What would you guys say is your favourite social media platform right now?
I would
Which
say well, probably YouTube, because there's quite a few content creators on there that I just love what they create.
Mm.
And I prefer it to TikTok, because for that you have to keep, well, there's so many different things, and sometimes I just want to watch one same thing.
Mm.
And same content that goes on for quite a few minutes, that's all like linked together, rather than just like separate little things, because that can be nice as well if you just want like just random other bits. But having more of the related content is just, I prefer that most of the time.
Mm. I agree with YouTube, because there's a lot of people on there, content creators, who are very much like me, and like very, I can relate with them, so they become like my friends, so I watch them constantly. But then also Instagram is, I use a lot, because I take photos and it's a place where I can share that and then just talk with people that I know who are on the other side of the world, and it's just a big place for connections to happen.
I love that.
Great. Yeah, I love that.
Ah, I'm obsessed.
To another little section about school slash college, because one of you is in school and one
educational
is in
location. We'll go with that.
Lovely. In your educational location,
educational context.
Lovely. Do you want to kick us off on this, Beth?
Yeah, sure. So I guess this is kind of almost more to do with like how you spend your time. But
yeah,
when you guys get home from a day at school or college, like what's the first thing you do when you go home? Like how do you spend that time when you first get home?
I think the first half hour is chill after usually a busy day, and then probably get back to work. Pretty much.
Crack on with all this.
Yeah, crack on with just stuff that I didn't finish from the day, and then. And then after that, just chill, pretty much.
Nice. How about you, Peter?
Well, it kind of links back to the previous question with YouTube. I'll mainly go home, just grab a snack, and then, yeah, watch some YouTube while munching on some biscuits or something.
Any biscuit of choice?
It's the granola bars. I like those, because there's quite a few different flavours for those. I like the different selections.
That wasn't what I was expecting.
Healthy fibre.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're also quite...
You're coming out with all the crackers today, Beth. It's great.
There are quite a few sugars in it still, but, you know, I guess it is arguably healthier.
Beth, every time food is mentioned, you always want to go deeper. You always ask a question on food.
Like, tell me more.
I'm like, there are a few topics I can be really invested in. Cheese specifically is...
Okay, we're going a bit off topic.
Anyway.
One of my favourite activities...
We were put back on topic by the young people here.
One of my favourite activities when I get home is to nap.
That's a nice one.
As you get older, you realise, I actually kind of need a nap to get through the day.
I love a good nap.
I love a good nap. Right, we will move on.
Yeah, you can ask the next one.
So on the kind of school slash college topic, what's maybe the hardest thing about school or college at the moment? What's difficult for young people or for you guys?
Well, I think it's the fact that leading into important exams like GCSEs or A-levels for depending on how old you are, is that even during the period now where there's still quite a bit of time until the lead up to it, the fact that school still expects you to do work and revision without like being told, without being forced to, really. It's like they're suggesting that you should and kind of expect you to, but it's just hard to keep motivated for so long through most of the year.
So another big one for people our age is becoming an adult, which is like very pushed on us. I mean, they say it's like they're leading up to it, but it still is very stressful when they put a lot of stuff on us, and just work wise and saying like, you got to do this for that, you got to do this for the future, you got to do this for tomorrow, just all those things, and it's just a lot to keep track of, and it's kind of overwhelming.
Definitely. And trying to figure out kind of like who you are as a
definitely.
As a person and an adult as well,
where you want to be so that you can somehow like work towards it, because you're being like, told to.
Well, yeah, from like an earlier age, so you can like, it's easier to get there when you're older, you know, like making earlier preparations, I guess, for that.
It feels like that prep for like what you're going to do as an adult like starts earlier and earlier. But then you also have to realize like, oh, I also really want to focus on the kind of person that I want to be as well.
And trying to balance those out is probably quite difficult, so not focusing too much on one or the other is quite hard too.
Definitely.
But also like a little thing I always think is not enough grown-ups let young people know that most of the time we're just making it up as we go along.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that.
They haven't figured out what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, like they literally try, they tell young people, like, figure out what you want to do with your life, figure out all of this. And it's like, most adults I know are literally just, if you're content and you're happy, most of us are flying by the seat of our pants. Yeah. Like, that's the reality.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I've seen that a lot, which has been very, like, stress relieving. Like, just, like, trying to figure out as it happens.
Yeah, because I kind of have the impression that quite a few, like, adults, especially maybe some of the teachers, kind of seem to know exactly what they're doing and have, like, this idea of you should know what you're doing. But kind of, but there are a few adults that I know that is, yeah, just kind of completely chill, like, they don't really know what's going on, but they're kind of just going through and it just works out, I guess. Yeah, that's just more reassuring.
I changed my mind a lot as I was younger. When I was kind of like 17, 18 or younger, I wanted to do some sciencey stuff, then I wanted to maybe do some stuff to do with human geography, then I realised there's probably no jobs in human geography, and then I ended up being a youth worker, and now I love it. So I think you figure things out as you get older as well.
You definitely do. Like, I mean, I applied for English lit uni and then I pulled my UCAS form, then I applied for art and then I pulled my UCAS form, then I took a gap year because I didn't know what I was doing.
I took
doing.
Three gap years.
So literally, genuinely, like, yeah, it all works out in the end.
Love it. So continuing on the topic of school / college, what's the hardest thing about being a Christian in those places? What would you guys say is maybe, or is it fine? Have you got to a place where it's fine and it's an accepted part of who you are? What's your guys' kind of story and experience with that?
I think the influence of other people, like the way other people act and say stuff and are around their friends. But like for me, I've become very like open with it, but it's hard to like say that I'm a Christian to people without like scaring them off, like, oh my gosh, what is this guy saying? And then but it's kind of just a space where if they ask questions, then you answer, because it shows their interest, and then you don't really have to force it on anyone. But it's kind of, I'm very comfortable with sharing, but it's the worry of people not understanding and kind of just pushing me to the side.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with that, and the fact that people could treat me differently, and the fact that there's also quite a few people that are either of other religions or aren't part of a religion at all. So trying to teach them about some of the different aspects of Christianity might be quite hard for them to understand, or they might disagree. So that makes it quite difficult.
It's also hard when you don't have all the answers either, because then like someone will ask a question and you'll be like, oh,
good question.
Good question. Yeah. But then you seem like the dumb one, and then they seem like, oh wait, why do I want to like do this if that guy doesn't even know?
And then you don't appear like you seem really part of the religion, or you don't seem to know enough. So it doesn't seem too great. But you know, can't know everything. So
absolutely,
yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So we are swiftly moving on with time, so we're just going to have one more question for you guys, and then our world famous word of the month.
World famous.
So if there's like one thing that you wish that youth workers or grown-ups would like know or understand about young people and your generation, what would it be?
I don't think there's anything that they're missing. I think it's just that we're trying to figure it out where we want to be. So just the fact of encouragement is a very helpful part with that process of growing. So yeah,
and just kind of like sticking by you and being there for you.
I think that's what everyone needs, and it's very great.
And I think it also depends on how old the person is as well, because if they're quite a bit older, they might not understand the like the effects and influence of social media that has on young people.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, thank you so much, guys. So much good stuff in there.
We are going to move on to the part that everyone always looks forward to, our word of the month. And we told our guys there was a little jingle. It's totally up to them if they join in or not. But let's just go for it. Let's get stuck in. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Word of the month.
Yes! Yes!
They joined
in. It's the word of the month.
Yes, and then we got
yes,
a little.
What is the word?
It's the word of the month from Ethan at the end. Love that.
You are joining us for word of the month.
So Beth, what is our word of the month that we would love for people
our
to know?
Our word of the month this time is vibes.
Vibes.
Which recently I also found originally comes from the word vibrations, funnily enough.
Really?
But yeah, so vibes is basically to do with, you know, the kind of, I guess, the feeling that something gives off. So if something has good vibes, then you're like, oh, it feels positive or you like it. If it's bad vibes, it's like, feels a bit dodgy or you don't like it. So for example, you know, you might go out to a Christmas party and you'd be like, ah, oh, vibes are good here. Mm. Or it might be that no one's talking to you and you're like, oh, vibes are off.
You could also say that was a vibe.
Yeah, that is also true.
Yeah. Ethan looks like he wants to say something about this.
It's kind of like the atmosphere that...
Yes, that was the word I was looking for. Lovely. I was like, my brain didn't
the atmosphere work. That makes you feel happy or sad.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to these guys. Thank you to Ethan.
Thanks for
Peter.
Having us.
And thank you to you, listener, for listening all the way to the end. Congratulations. We would love
a little applause.
Yeah, a little round of applause. We would love for you to join us next month, where we're going to be releasing another podcast. You can follow us on social media as well, at YFC Resources, or sometimes with an underscore.
good.
We'll write in the blog caption what our social media is. But until next time, we're gonna say bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.